branch road or something like that.
What about a road that's between two, kind of a road sort of, between two fences?
Between two, that's a lane.
Oh, that'd be a lane.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And, now if a person's house was a little bit off the road, you'd drive up a, to get up to the house.
Well, you mean you'd, to get off of the road, you...
Yeah, if they just lived, like if they lived up, off the, from the public road, and there'd be a little road leading down to their house, you might call that
A driveway.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, what about in town, the something along the side of the street for people to walk on, they'd call that?
Sidewalk.
Now, do they have a strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street when they had sidewalks in town in those days?
Strip of grass?
Yeah, between the sidewalk and the street.
I don't, some they did, I think,
did.
Some they didn't.
Did they have a name for that strip of grass, do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
Now if, this next part's about expressions and things that people might use. Now if, a dog came along and jumped at you, might want to chase it off, and so you pick up
a rock
and then you
throw it at you.
And now if you went to see somebody, now they might say to you, well, now just sit down and make yourself
comfortable.
And if you went to somebody's house and you knocked and nobody answered, I'd say, were they there? And you might say, no, they're not.
Not at home.
Mm-hmm. And if you were talking about drinking coffee, and you'd say that you need to, is there somebody come to see you or something?
No.
I thought somebody's coming up or something.
Hear somebody talking over, somebody over at that other place.
At the bank over there? Mm-hmm. Yeah. One thing about that bank, you can always look out and see what time it is.
Yeah, well, how the temperature is.
How the temperature is, that's right. Now, if you're talking about, coffee, and there's like two ways of drinking coffee, and if you were talking about putting milk in it, you'd say some people like it.
They like it black.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, have you ever heard anybody call black coffee barefooted?
No.
Oh, drinking it barefoot?
I don't think
you've ever heard that.
I guess I have, but I just don't remember.
You don't remember ever hearing?
Yeah,
that.
I've heard it most ever. You call a lot of things,
but not that.
Well, maybe that too.
Have you ever heard it called straight?
Drinking it straight.
Yeah, yeah. You've heard that one.
I try.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now if a person, if you were going to town and you didn't want to go by yourself and you wanted somebody to go along, you'd say, well, come on and go to town.
Come on and go to town with me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then if that person said, no, I don't want to, you might say, well, I'll just go.
Well, I'll just go by myself then,
mm-hmm,
I guess.
Mm-hmm. Now, if a person is not going away from you, then you'd say they were coming.
Coming to me.
Uh-huh. If you saw somebody in town that you hadn't seen in a long time, you might come home and say, guess who I ran?
I seen an old friend.
Mm-hmm.
An old acquaintance.
Uh-huh. And if you wanted to use it with the expression like this ran thing, you'd say, guess who I ran?
Run into.
Uh-huh. And now if you had named your son the same name as your brother, you'd say that you named your son